Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday morning, July 30th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, a bank's payment policies could be costing you, and when dollar stores are no bargain. Hundreds of small and regional banks are clinging to a practice known as high to low, where banks deduct your largest transactions first and then move on to the smaller ones, as opposed to just withdrawing money from your accounts in the order the transactions were received.
Problem with that is if your balance is close to the edge, that means you could run into an overdraft situation with more transactions than you would have under the other practice.
Wall Street Journal reporter Robin Seidel says if the larger transaction depletes your account, you could face an overdraft fee of around $30 for each of the smaller transactions that bounce. As regulators stepped up criticism of this practice over the last few years, several large banks like Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and Citigroup have shifted to a more consumer-friendly practice.
There are thousands of smaller banks in this country, and hundreds of them are still doing it in the old way in which they process the higher transaction first, and that's considered not very consumer-friendly.
While regulators and critics say that small banks cling to the practice of high to low as a way to generate more money in fees, some of the banks say customers prefer to have the larger and usually more important payments go through first.
It could be a mortgage payment or a rent payment or a car payment that customers want the assurance that those transactions will clear.
Banks typically disclose the practice, but the explanations are usually buried in the fine print. It's always a good idea to ask the banks directly when opening a new account. News that Dollar Tree is buying Family Dollar highlights the importance of these discount retailers in the current economy. But MarketWatch's Quentin Fittrell warns there are certain items that you may want to spend more than $1 on. For example, bath towels at discount stores tend to fade, shrink, and curl faster than higher-priced towels. The best thing to do is wait until January white sales when stores like Macy's move quality inventory at discount prices. A lot of toys end up on the shelves of dollar stores, but many of them are from last season or toys that didn't sell well. A $1 water gun from a lesser-known brand may be prone to leaking, losing power, and breaking, frustrating kids. And be careful with other toys in discount stores from brands you don't recognize. They could be poor quality and even pose a safety hazard. And as tempted as you may be to head to a dollar store for back-to-school items right now, a retail analyst at Ibis World said buying some of these items in bulk may actually be cheaper at a Walmart. Plus, Walmart will match any advertiser price from local stores as long as the items are identical. You can find Quentin's complete list of items not to buy at dollar stores available at MarketWatch.com. That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for The Wall Street Journal.